three-piece wing sampler. On Fridays, it's $2 Fridays with complimentary wine for the ladies from 8 until midnight and the after party with a live DJ.
Oh, and the money machine?
On Saturday, the money machine is in full effect.
To book your birthday parties, hit O'Reilly's Bar on Facebook.
3875 Covington Highway, Decatur.
I'll see you at O'Reilly's.
You nominated us, and you voted.
And thanks to you, our loyal listeners,
we are the Southern Entertainment Awards Radio Station of the Year, 2016.
Yeah, you know what it is.
K100 Radio.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio.
K100, you bad one.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
What's happening? K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blitzen. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Shout out to my Instagram live crew. Shout out to my people over here watching on Facebook. What's going on? We are live right now for another direct line interview on K100 Radio. This is where we give a highlight. Most of the times we do this with independent artists, and but we do it with different people. We've interviewed all kinds of people, producers, other kind of industry, people who are in the music industry. We've done DJs. We've done politicians. We've done porn stars. Just a lot of people. So we call this our direct line interview series, and this is where we just have a one-on-one conversation with our special invited guests. If you want more information about setting up a direct line interview, please go to K100Radio.com and go to the ads and promo page. Look up on the direct line interview, and you can see how we can do one of these for you. So I want to, again, welcome our audience. All right. I hope you guys are watching. If you're listening this live and you're watching it on YouTube or you're listening to it on SoundCloud, by all means, please, 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 do me a favor and follow the SoundCloud page and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We know people are busy, got hectic schedules, so we don't want you guys to miss anything. So we take all this stuff and put it over there nice and neat for you guys. All right, so keep abreast of what we got going on, and also download the K100 Radio app where you can find these things at. So let's go ahead and jump into it, man, and holler at our next guest for our direct line interview series. I'm going to let them introduce themselves in a second. Christian E is in the building. Christian, what's going on? Welcome to K100 Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
I am great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm going to cut the music in the background real quick, and I'm going to go ahead and let you holler at the people real quick. You got the floor. Tell them who you are. What's going on?
What's up, people? This is the lyrical rock star Christian, 23 years old, female spitter out of East Atlanta, Georgia, coming to bring and bless y'all ears with some dope music, and I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Shout out to K100 Radio, Blizzum. Let's get it. I'm here.
All right. We're here for the shit. Let's go.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
All right, so welcome, man. First of all, this is an artist that's that I've seen, you know, out on the grind. So I first want to commend the fact that you're actually out here working. Like, sometimes when I interview people, and maybe they're out of state or something, they're not in Atlanta, and we do this all the time with people out of state. That's the beauty of the internet. But sometimes when we interview people and we've seen them out on the grind performing, rocking shows at all the events, networking, doing their due diligence, it's good to just have them on the show and have a conversation with them, because we know about the grind part of it. Besides, beyond the music, we know that you're out here working. And this is an artist that we've seen out several times doing the work, doing the groundwork that's needed, you know, to get into this industry. So we've got a video that we're going to show you guys. If you're not on our Facebook page, you won't be able to see the video. You'll be able to hear the song over on Instagram Live and on the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in on TuneIn Radio or via our mobile app or website. But if you're on Facebook, you're in for a treat. All right, we got the Peter Piper video, all right, featuring Ty Facts, which is also a song that made it through Illa Kill, which is, again, no small feat. But let's jump into it is. You know how hard it is, right? I know you're listening today. I know you know about it.
I already know. I love the critiques, tough, though, man. I love it. I embrace that.
Well, tell us about that. Let's start off with that right there. Being an independent artist, and you're out here on your grind, and you've got there's two worlds, I tell people, and I want you to elaborate a little bit. You've got people out here that look at you, and they don't understand what it's like to be an independent artist. They don't understand budget. They don't understand the real music industry. So how do you go about keeping your motivation when all the time you're being actually compared to people who have million-dollar companies and budgets behind them, and it's a whole facade? But as an independent artist, you know, the general public want you to look famous before you are famous. They want you to look like you have a bag before you have it. How do you maintain and keep your motivation going as an independent artist to get to that next level?
I just know my worth. I know what I can bring to the table, and I know this is what I want to do. This is my passion. So it's at the end of the day, I look at it as like I'm still going to do music. I still want to create because this is just how I get my feelings off. This is how I, you know, kind of go about my day-to-day. So I don't really, like, I've dealt with a lot of no's. I've dealt with a lot of people telling me I can't do it, turning me down and stuff like that. And I just smile. I'm like, all right, cool. And I'll keep it pushing because at the end of the day, we're going to meet each other again because I'm not stopping. And I have my faith in God, and I know what I'm bringing to the table. I know I'm going to get to where I want to go. So I look at it like that.
That's really important, just being self-motivated. I think how much do you feel, be honest, how much do you feel you need the accolades from not just random strangers, but your support team? I tell people all the time, support is really important to independent artists.
Right.
And that's what I feel. I mean, it's important to an entrepreneur like K100 Radio. We can always tell each other and tell ourselves that we're gonna grind regardless. But having that support system and having those people share those links and give you, you know, the pats on the back saying, hey, great song, I like the song, sharing the videos, you know, all that stuff goes a long way. I tell people to always support the artist if it's free. So how important is your support system, your team?
My team is very important. They pretty much, I'm not going to say I'm lazy on that part, but they help me market the things that need to be marketed. So, and I haven't had that before. So just to have that now and to be able to know that I can trust certain people with making sure this gets here or that gets there. And then at the same time, also supporters as like random people on Instagram or, you know, whoever I cross paths with, they rock with my music too. So, and it's crazy because a lot of strangers rock with my music and really support me more than, you know, my actual people who I call my friends do. So, but I, it's crazy, but that's the raw truth, to be honest. So appreciate all the support.
Yeah. I, as far as that note, as far as strangers supporting you, more than, people that you quote unquote know, that is the story of every independent artist, every entrepreneur, every athlete sometimes, you know what I'm saying? You know, especially when you're doing music, you know, and I try to tell the independent artists, don't expect too much because people can let you down. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
It's your dream. Ultimately, you know what I'm saying? It's ultimately your dream. And, you know, when expecting support from people, you know, especially, I tell you a story. Like, I have an aunt, and she hates rap, right? Like, she hates rap. Ah, just hates everything about hip hop. She thinks it's the devil, literally. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, how much support do you expect from somebody like that? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's family. That's blood.
Yeah.
But they're just not into what you're doing. And there are people out here who live and breathe hip hop. They love music, and this is what they just wake up every day listening to hip hop. And of course, naturally, I think even if they're a stranger and they don't know you, that person would ultimately support what you're doing more so than the aunt or the cousin who just isn't into what you're doing at all. So sometimes I try to tell, look at it, everybody's not into what we do, especially when it comes to hip hop. But, you know, moving along.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
So we've got Christian E building. We got some music. We've got some video that we're going to show you if you're right here on Facebook. Getting a little twisted. So, but I want to talk about, you said now that you have a team. Tell me how you got with the people that you're working with now and how important it was to go from just being an artist out here by yourself to actually getting management, representation. Tell me about that transition. You know what I'm saying? Some of the good and bad in it.
So far everything's okay. Well, no, let me not give the politically correct answer. I'm gonna be honest with you. I've come across a lot of people who's got on board with, you know, trying to push me and help me get to where I need to go, but they haven't kept their end up, or it'll happen and then they'll throw me to the side or and stuff like that. I've come across a lot of that, but it took some time really to be able to trust certain people with my vision and be able to trust certain people with where I'm trying to go and my, like, my artistic side and, like, my creativity pretty much. So it took some time to get that up, but I started off already with a manager because my mother actually manages me. So she was already in the business. She knew certain people already. So basically she just got back in touch with those people. Shout out to Charles Gere. He's one of those people. It started with him, if I want to be completely honest. It started with Charles Gere, and then word of mouth from him, and then Sherry Simmons came in the picture, and then Arlinda Garrett came in the picture, and all just off of word of mouth. And, you know, they all respected my vision, and they loved me. So we've just been building from there, and everything's been great so far.
Well, I'd also like to elaborate on your vision. We're live right now. This is K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. This is a Direct Line interview. We're chopping it up with Christian E., all right? She's on the come up. She's on the rise. We got a video. We're going to show it to you guys in a minute. You guys listening on Instagram and on the TuneIn app or our app. You guys will hear the song, but you guys are in for a treat over on the Facebook side. So your vision, what is that? What is your vision for Christian E.? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it that you want to bring to the game that you feel will be unique to you, unique to people who are rocking with you? What experience that can they get from you and expect from you that they're just not going to be able to get anywhere else? Because, frankly, right now, we're living in a time in hip-hop, you know, especially where originality seems to be like, I don't know, colon cancer or something. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
and that's, you know, that's what I'm trying to bring back.
So tell us about you, and tell us about what's going to make you interesting. You know what I'm saying? What's going to make you stand out?
I'm about action, really. Like, all I know is I'm coming in the game focused to making a new industry. I feel like it's oversaturated with the same stuff. And believe it or not, I feel like hip-hop is coming back, and I want to be a part of that experience of bringing hip-hop back and bringing real bars back. And at the end of the day, I feel like everything is bigger than me. Like, yeah, music is what I'm into, is my dream, but I feel like at the end of the day, I have bigger visions as far as, like, getting my people back to where they need to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as, like, helping people achieve their goals, like, bringing different creative entities into the fold who have their own things, like, they're, like, producers, like, different a producer who's not sounding like the same as the producers that's out right now. Like, those are the type of people I would like to bring in my camp. That's what, New Breed of Rebels, that's my team right there. That's who I'm focused on bringing in, like, different producers, different graphic artists, different singers, different rappers who all have their own sounds in their own way, who don't sound like everybody else. Like, that's my goal, to bring in a new industry of everything.
All right.
At the end of the day. And then being able to give back as well, like the different charities that I do, like Special Needs Rocks, the different events I go to, I want to be able to do that as well as music. You see what I'm saying? So I feel like that notoriety from music and that being seen that way will be able to help me maneuver through other ventures.
And those are great goals, especially if you want to give back, you know, especially if you want to give back. And sometimes people have the great, you know, I meet people all the time, and we're talking to Christian E. right now. This is a Direct Line interview on K100 Radio. And I meet people all the time who are trying to do the same thing, and then they get caught up in, like, the hustle and bustle of the grind. You know what I'm saying? But when you're an independent artist, and the crazy thing about being an independent artist is you want to have this same attitude, but at the same time, you want to give back, but you need somebody to give you something because you really ain't there yet. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of independent
artists
who are doing bad. Like, I meet really talented artists who are really broke. And I mean really broke. You know what I'm saying? Like, living with friends, sleeping on people's couches, whatever. But they really are talented. And it's kind of hard to just have that giving attitude sometimes for when people are doing bad themselves and they get self-centered. And they get laser focused on their goal, which you need to have. You need to have that as an artist. But also, there's different ways that you can do it. And there's a lot of different charities here locally in Atlanta, at least. I don't know about everywhere, but here locally in Atlanta, there's a lot of great organizations that's in the independent hip hop community. We ain't talking about sponsored by, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's backed by Beyonce City, who are good people who've given back a lot and others. But I'm saying, like, artists like yourself who are struggling to even get on in the game, when they want to give back, it just makes it a little bit more special. And it's to be commended. So big ups to you on that. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, if you ever noticed, have you ever been walking outside of the Walmart? And it always strikes me that if you're at Walmart, you're not necessarily broke, but rich people generally don't go to Walmart all the time. You feel me? And you don't see them at stores. You see the Santa Claus sitting outside during the holidays with the little thing, with the bell and the bucket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Realize, and as you watch people go in and give them their change or whatever, if you're outside of the dollar store, chances are, if you're shopping at the dollar store, you probably ain't really rich. You probably, but somehow you still feel it in your heart, basic, just here, give this change to this complete stranger I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think the goodness in people. What do you think?
Say the question again.
Well, the general goodness in people. Like there are people who are just going to be the giving back type, and there are going to be artists who don't. But I don't feel like – let me pose a question directly. I don't feel like artists are always held to the same standard of giving back to the community or giving back to the culture as big-name people. But I want to know how much – you feel that you are, like, because someone could look at you as an independent artist and say, yeah, she's still on the come up, whatever, and they just don't expect for you to do it. So when you do it, it's like, wow, they're always taken aback by it. But do you feel like you're obligated to do that? You know, because some people may feel like you ain't even really rich yet. So how much should you really be giving back outside of some time? What do you think?
Yeah, to me, it's not even about, you know, money with me. I naturally love to help people. That's just in my nature. So I don't ever, like, want to do it for the money. I do it just so I can help the next person, so I can inspire the next person. That's how I feel. So I feel like the sooner I can start doing that, let's do it. It don't matter if I'm, you know, mainstream, underground. It don't matter to me. If I can do it, let's do it. We can get shows set up, so I can inspire somebody in prison. Okay, let's set that show up. If I can go and feed the homeless, okay, let's set that up. And it's not about money for me.
And that's a good attitude to have. I think that whole attitude and that mind frame will take you a long way. And it's good that you just, because in the music industry, let me ask you this. I'm gonna piggyback off the answer. Are you in the music industry now? This is a question. The music industry and music business, which is a business, are you in the music business to make money?
Nah, I do music regardless. I've been doing music all my life. I just love to make music. The fact that I could make money off of it, that's a plus to me. So, like, I just, to be honest, I really want that respect of a FMC. That's really my target with this. I want that respect. And at the same time, I want to be able to get these connections and get a bigger platform to be able to spread awareness for whatever I want to spread awareness on that day or that month. That's what I'm in it for, really, is the respect of the MC and to help uplift my people. Like, and I love just creating music. I love different sounds.
Right. Well, Some people, they're probably managers on the line right now. It's like, yeah, it's cool, but we need the bag. Listen, we need the money.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an artist, you know, and you get to that certain level, of course, bag talk is going to be, you know, up. It's going to be in the conversation sooner or later. But, you know, just me personally, I just love to thrive off of spitting, you know, and just putting lyrics together and being able to create.
And that right there is the reason why this. Your answer is pretty much what I expected, and I wanted to say this to anybody that's listening to the interview. That is the reason why I am an advocate. Even though throughout my career in the music industry, I never really had a manager, I am a fan of great management, and I am an advocate of artists having representation, because artists need to be artists a lot of times, and a lot of the stuff that comes with bringing in the money that's going to secure the artist's future and take care of their family if they have kids or whatever, and make sure they're able to create, all right, and make sure they're able to create and be in a space where they can create, that's where the money comes in, and that's where the music business and the industry comes in. And so a lot of times I meet artists, and they say, man, I just want to create music, and I love that. And I'm like, good. So where's your manager? You know what I'm saying? Like, where's your – tell me this, because somebody's got to – that's all you want to do? I'm good with that. And I tell people all, and people, I've had these debates with people about this, and I'm totally good with the kind of artists who say, yeah, this is the business, and they feel like they can't handle their business on their own. But I'm also great with the artist who says, listen, I just want to be the person that comes and feeds the homeless. I just want to give back. I just want to create, and I'm cool with them. But I need for them to have somebody that's focused on the bag at all times for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's
the perfect blend of a team. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? When somebody can actually go out there and do that for you, because some artists just not here for that. They're here to just be in the lab, and they're here to just rock these stages, and that's what they're here for. And I'm good with that. As long as somebody over there wearing that same shirt and that same logo is like, okay, cool, yeah. Where's this next opportunity coming from, and where's this next check coming from? You feel me? So it all comes together. Right. So let's jump into the music and let's jump into the video, man. 30 minutes goes so fast. That was 20 minutes already, Christy. You feel like it was 20 really? Minutes? It's already six falling. Yeah. These conversations that we have, they go so fast. Now we got to get to the music before we run out of time. K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
K100, you bad.
This is the direct line interview, K100 Radio. We're chopping it up with Christian E, FemC. She just said that. I got to ask you one question, though.
Okay.
I've lately been meeting a lot of females who don't like the term FemC. And you just said it yourself, so I'm bringing it up. This is my one last question. Because they don't want to be designated or differentiated from males. They just want to be called MCs or artists. How do you feel about that?
No, I agree with that. Like, I just said femmes, you know, in that moment, but I definitely agree with that. Like, I feel like it shouldn't be no separations of FemC. Like, we all spit and we all MCs. Like, you know, we all rock the mic. So, I definitely agree on that.
Okay. I was just wondering. I've come here lately. Now, some of them don't care. You know, some female artists like to designate themselves as female artists for they can use it to their advantage or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And you know, that's cool. Either way. But I've just been running across a lot of females who don't like that. And I'm like, to me, it's part of the culture to say that, like the separation. I mean, but now the whole society is trying to blend the sexes. And I'm not much of an advocate of it. You know what I'm saying? I like the differentiation between men. I like men, and I like, the you know, women, men being men, and women being women. You feel what I'm saying? So I've always been like that. You know, I have a daughter and a son, and they're completely different creatures. And I've raised both of them, and I literally see the difference in between, you know, her being a girl and my son being a boy, and I have to treat them differently. And people say, that's wrong. But I'm like, bro, they're not the same. They're not the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, but some people,
yeah.
I think now with everything that's going on in several different aspects of society, the FemCs and the female MCs are like, nah. We want to be like the boys. And I'm like, okay, you sure?
Yeah, but MC, what does MC stand for? Doesn't it stand for microphone something? Microphone controller, I think
master
it is.
Exactly. Actually, it's master ceremonies. Actually, the technical.
Oh, it's master ceremonies? Oh, okay. Microphone controller from?
I said nobody even thinks about that whole, they don't even use the term in that light anymore. We've hijacked that word and turned it to what the hell we wanted to be in hip hop. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like if it doesn't have male in MC, you know, I feel like it just, that title shouldn't just be strictly for males. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, okay, MC, all right, a female can be an MC, a male can be an MC. It's just, you know, that's just how I feel on that term. But
all right, that's cool. I just wanted to know your pick because I'm polling you to see if I'm actually gonna strike it out of my vocabulary or if I'm gonna still keep using it. Jury's still all out right, on that.
Cool.
All right, let's get it. All right, K100 Radio. We're getting ready to jump into this music finally at the end of the damn interview because we've been chopping it up and having a conversation. I guess we're here for some music, right? Of course you are. We're here for it. Christian E., let's talk about the video and the single that we're getting ready to rock right here. Peter Piper, tell me about this, the feature, what's going on with the song, everything, man. Break it down to us, and then we're going to run this video. You guys are listening out here on the broadcast. You'll be able to hear it. You'll be able to see it over here on Facebook Live. Go ahead and tell us about it.
Peter Piper, that was created for some to be fun. Me and my bro, Ty Fax, was in the studio. I heard the beat originally, and I just came up with Peter Piper, and I was like, maybe do something fun on this, and just the vibe of the track reminded me of my homeboy, Ty Fax. So I called him up, and, he's like, let's do it. Got in the studio, laid it down, and that's how that created that. But so far, it's been really dope. It's been really good. It's been sent out right now to Starfleet DJs, over 175,000 DJs. It's like blowing up on Spotify right now. I got the funky mix version out. So that's really taking over the DJs pool as well. And so you saw on Vivo. The video's on Vivo. It's overseas. It's pushing like this. It's really going good so far. Really going good. Numbers are picking up on it, and just hoping for more. I'm hoping for better numbers too. I got an album coming. Got more music coming. So it's been a blessing so far, though.
All right. Well, let's check this video out. Like I said, if you guys are over there on the broadcast, you guys will be able to hear it. This is going to be Peter Piper by Christian E. featuring Ty Fax. You know what I'm saying? I want you guys to check this out, man. We're going to watch it right here live with K100 Radio. You guys check this out, all right? You dig? This is K100 Radio.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Peter Piper picked up fucking bars. Peter Piper picked up part of playing Uzi Vert. Just jump the shit just to hop on Lil Yachty Vert. Makes me wanna curse the words, but I hit the denser. That auto changed the tune like I put effect on that insert. Welcome to my room, you gotta shake something to enter. And I'm high, but hold it down like my position was a sinner. So I censored all you rappers, gave that okay to my end. Fucking up on all you rappers with some shit, that's why you bitter. Peter Piper picked up part of all.
Diamonds, water, scuba diamonds, yeah. Get it, you look like Birdie Singer, like Mariah. The mini drinker, what I care. My nigga named Peter, and he very scared. In love with the money, so I had to marry. I keep it for shooters with me, Jason Terry. Tennis, set with Peter, Steve. Every serving, park to park. It's come and see me, see. Drugs, like a dog, yeah. Every block, our team, see. Yep, time is shot. Walked in the bill with the choppers, I looked at a nigga like, is there a problem? Got good on the Harlem, we cup on the bottom. With dope in the bag, and it's red like condom. I got many flavors, batches of rocks. I throw a pack of the player and rock. In the mid-pop and Latin, I spin a wreck on my sneakers. I keep my jewelry all up in the freeze. Photo juice in the saloon.
Peter Piper picked up parking bar. Hold it. Peter Piper picked up parking bar. Peter Piper picked apart the bars. Peter
Piper picked apart the bars. Peter came out on the same, piping harder than the stars. Oh my God.
All right. We're going to jump. Oh. They got a whole bunch of skateboard scenes and stuff going on at a skate park over here. All right, we're back.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
K100, you bad one.
So if you guys are over there watching on Facebook Live, and you saw the video for the Peter Piper video by Christian E. And we're coming up like that was really quick. Like that was a quick ass 30 minutes, Christian E. Oh, I got to turn the mic back on. My bad. That was like a quick 30 minutes. I think 5:30 came that fast. Like I literally came right up on the time showing the video. So big ups to you. Much success for your video and for your song. Keep grinding. Tell the people one more time as far as social media goes, where they can find you, website and all that kind of stuff.
Social media. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Lyrical Rockstar. Everything spelled correctly, just like that. Lyrical Rockstar. And as far as my music videos, Vivo, YouTube, Christiani, C-R-I-S-T, apostrophe I-A-N, and then the E. And you'll see everything there.
All right, Christiani. Hold on, I think we got a call on the line. Area code 804-486. Hello? Hello? Area code 804-486. Oh, maybe they're just calling to listen. Maybe they don't have sometimes people call in and listen to the shows on the phone because they don't want to burn up their data watching this on Instagram Live and Facebook, which I can understand.
Yeah.
It will kill your data. If you ain't got unlimited data, I wouldn't necessarily stream this on Facebook, bro. You'll eat up your 2 gigs on one segment of it'll kill. Your little 2-3 gigs a month gone that fast. All right. I'm not bullshitting, man. That's the only thing about it.
I know. I'm telling you.
If you ain't got unlimited data, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for coming through and chopping it up with us over here on K100 Radio, man. I wish you much success. Stay on your grind. All right. Keep going at it.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate that. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. For sure. All right. K100 Radio. Again, I'm your host, Blizz, and thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. All right, so that was our direct line interview with Christian. I think I was saying her name wrong, like, probably that whole time. Probably. After she said it that last moment, I was like, I put you in that the whole day. I might have been butchering that name the whole day, fam. I'm sorry. My apologies. Because it's the way it's spelled. But it's Christiani, not Christian E. So, if you're listening to this, my bad. You know what I'm saying? I fixed it in the end, though, right? This is still on the recording. We cool. So thanks, everybody, for rocking with us over here at K100 Radio. Again, make sure that if you're listening to us on TuneIn, please subscribe to the broadcast. That's the main thing. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud, please follow. If you're watching the replay on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel and please share the content. You feel me? Like, it's real important for people to share the content over here on K100 Radio because at the end of the day, we're going to grow as big as the people that rock with us allow us to. You feel me? We can add and promote, but nothing beats word of mouth when it comes down to telling people about, you know, a new broadcast or a new show or a new song or anything like that. So, if you guys tell people and share and tag and do all that, man, you feel me? Yeah. Who is that? Oh, some people didn't like this. Somebody was saying they didn't like the actual song over there on the Instagram Live. Well, you know, if you wanna book an interview and you got some heat and you got a video and all that stuff and you got something ready to go, is visit our website, which is K100Radio.com. The link is in our bio over there on Instagram. And book a direct line interview, all right? And, you know, trump it if you can, all right? It doesn't cost you anything. It's pretty much, it costs you something for direct line interviews. It doesn't cost you anything to submit music, but direct line interviews is a small fee. But with it, again, comes the interview. We record it, put it on SoundCloud, YouTube, and all that stuff. It goes live. You know what I'm saying? So you can tell your people to tune in, and they can hit the phone lines if you want to, whatever, however you want to get it. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, the main thing that we do the direct line interviews for when it comes down to the artists is actually to help these guys, because once you get the interview done and recorded, you can take the interview and then use it for your media kit. Because here's the thing, the crazy thing about independent artists, and I mean managers, I mean goddamn publicists, bro. Publicists who actually don't know this, the difference, what a press kit is. And it's literally in the name, like a media kit or like a press kit. It's supposed to be composed of press coverage. All right, this is a form of press coverage. Interviews are press coverage. And a lot of times people be like, yeah, I got a press kit. And all it really is a bio and some links to their songs. And I'm like, bruh, that's not a press kit. Like, a press kit is actual coverage of you, like magazine articles, interviews, radio interviews. That's what a press kit is. And a lot of artists and managers and publicists, they claim they got press kits, but they really don't, because they have absolutely no press coverage. So this is also a way to bolster your press coverage, because doing a radio interview, a live interview, is, you know what I'm saying, literally the whole point. You feel me? So if you don't do any kind of press, how can you possibly have a press kit? If you don't have any interviews, if you don't have any magazine presence or anything like that right there, how can you have a press kit if you have no press? All you really got is a bio. And some song links. You feel me? So that's why I actually created this, because I remember how hard it was to get any kind of press coverage as an independent artist. You feel me? It's really difficult to get any kind of interviews. You feel me? Especially when you have absolutely nothing going on, when you're just starting out. If you get a little buzz, you can go out and get interviews and stuff like that. You feel me? But for the most part, it's super difficult. You know what I mean? So we did this to say, okay, you don't necessarily have to be a star to be able to get interview coverage. You feel what I'm saying? All right. So, you know, there it is. Oh, I had my sound off the whole time. Oh, crap. I had my sound off on the Facebook Live the whole time. All right. Anyway, I'm getting ready to sign off. Oh, my sound was live on the Instagram. It was off on the YouTube. Anyway, we saw the video and everything, so we getting ready to roll out. You guys have a happy a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's, because I'm not going to be live back doing any kind of interviews or anything before the new year comes back around. So you guys go have a safe holidays, enjoy your family, and do all that stuff. I catch you guys probably in 2018, because I don't think I'm doing Illa Kill or any of that shit next week. All right, so I'm out. Peace.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
Attracted to the fame, not too many that I've been knowing the way. don't have to spend your life with me. You don't have to waste your energy. We can just be rocking.